NFL team owners will meet next week to consider rival plans to bring a football team back to Los Angeles. One of those plans would bring the Rams to L.A. They left L.A. for St. Louis back in 1995. But there's an effort to keep the Rams in the Midwest, and that effort got a boost yesterday when a judge said there does not have to be a vote if there's going to be taxpayer money spent on a new Rams stadium. He ruled that the city law requiring a vote before public money is used on a stadium is too vague to be enforced. So voters will not get to weigh in on the new stadium, which has an estimated cost of nearly $1 billion. Joe Manis is a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio and joins us now. And Joe, how significant is this ruling for the people who want to build a new stadium for the Rams?
Actually, this is rather significant because it does end the uncertainty that has been caused by some who have really wanted a vote of the public to weigh in on anything that would involve any sort of taxpayer money, even if it's just extending the bonds. So this is significant for the effort to try to keep the Rams or at least attract a new team should we end up building a new stadium and looking for a new team.
Now, forgive me if I'm saying something that maybe the deepest Rams fans would not be happy with. But as I look at it from the outside, and I've got a lot of good friends in St. Louis, it feels to me like people in St. Louis care a lot more about the Cardinals than they do the Rams. Are they really willing to put up this kind of money for a new stadium to keep the Rams in St. Louis?
Well, it depends. I think in some ways it's not really fair to compare the Rams to the Cardinals because it is different situations, different buildings. When the city was without a football team, there was a major drive for a number of years to try to get a new football team. And there really was a lot of support among the public. And of course, the Rams did extremely well in the field right around 2000, 1999, when they won the Super Bowl. So there was a lot of frenzy about that. Now, in recent years, the Rams have not done as well. And as a result, they definitely have been overshadowed by the Cardinals, who have been performing far better on the field. And this also has become more complicated because the Cardinals have built a new stadium. So that in some ways, the owners of the Rams have been pushing for something because they see that the Cardinals did get their new stadium. But of course, for the most part, the Cardinals have used private money for that.
So do you think that the Rams will stay in St. Louis, if you had to guess?
I'm no expert on this, but the conventional wisdom is that if the Rams can get the owners to allow them to move, they will move. But I dealt with this 25 years ago when there was the effort at that point to get the owners to allow the Rams to come to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think at this point, it's very fair to say that Stan Kroenke really does want to move the team to L.A., but he's not the only team that wants to move to L.A., and the owners are going to decide who, if anybody, gets to move to L.A. And I think that at that point, then it becomes more complicated because you're going to have different cities vying for different teams. In some ways, I see this as somewhat of a replay of what happened in the early 90s when you had a number of football teams that did change cities, and the Rams was among them.
That's Joe Manis, a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, the other question is, why do they always need these new stadiums? Couldn't we use the old ones for a little bit longer?